just you. Yeah. Can you hear the crickets? Are they crickets? Are these cricket noises? What are these noises that I'm hearing? They could be crickets, but they could be something else. What's next for me? I don't know. Another something else. I'm just outside, beside, and beside. I'm not in this world. No. I don't know what this world is, but I'm not in it. I'm in a different world. I can still hear. What are they? Crickets? It doesn't matter what they are. Be crickets. It could be frogs. It could be. What are those things called? Cicada. I don't know. They could be anything. That doesn't matter. Because right now, everything is lining up. I see it all. There are boxes upon boxes. Lines upon lines and squares upon squares. I'm in a different world. I'm no longer here, and that's okay. Here. Here. There's no use in feeling pathetic about it. Someplace else now. Tell me that you weren't real. I don't know what they'll say. Maybe they'll deny it. But I know for certain are you pleased? What? What's it like? To be a ghost. Pretty quiet, maybe lonely. Maybe it's difficult. I don't know. Something else, up somewhere else. Life doesn't affect me. As I'm just temporary, I exist temporarily. I'm just a moment, and then I'll be gone. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I never know what I'm saying. That's what it's become with you and whatever you did to me. I don't know if you wanted it to be on purpose or not, but you did something. You changed me. I don't need to be here, and that's the truth. I don't need to be present. Nothing matters anymore. None of it. did I ever imagine this? No. Did I ever? No. Could I have ever? No. I'm so caught up in it. I'm so to say something, because I don't know what's going to happen. God. Sorry, seems like I was crying on my phone, and something happened. I don't know. Interrupted. I obviously really hope that I don't know what I prefer. I don't prefer anything at all. I would have preferred for it not to happen, but I don't see I don't see a straightforward answer to it. None of it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, but I guess I don't know what it means. I guess it doesn't even matter anymore, right? What's the point? There's no point to it. I can't even remember if I don't know when it started to get really bad for me. pretty sure. You know, I really need to look back. And I hate looking back. I don't know what I'll find. I look back. Those things are so different to what I remember them as being. And I don't know how it's gotten to it, but at this point it's like I'm not even living. I don't know what I am. I don't know what I am anymore. I don't even know anymore. Sometimes I feel like it's all some sort of cruel joke on me. Some sort of punishment. I don't know how long I'm gonna be. You know, I don't know how to describe it. How long I'm gonna be. Affected. Obsessed. I don't know what to call it. With you. It doesn't seem to be going away, and I thought that it was, I really thought that it was, and I was convinced that it was until I saw. I don't know if it was you. I really hope that it wasn't you. What could you want? I'm just gonna be honest with you. At this point, it all just feels like I'm just a complete joke to you. And sometimes I wonder if whatever it was some sort of messed up team effort. Playing some ridiculous sort of prank on me. Not the most fucked up kind. I ask myself what it all means. I really don't know what it means, but it's really affected me, and if it was you, and you didn't mean it, then don't feel bad about it, you know? Just maybe, let me know. I don't know what's gonna get me out of this. I don't feel like I'm ever getting out of this. I feel like I'm gonna be stuck in this forever, and I just need to get out of it, you know? I wasn't prepared. To lose you, I know I must all sound so absolutely ridiculous. Maybe I was a fool. Doesn't matter now, I guess. If it wasn't you, well, someone out there really hurt me. It's ridiculous to think that you care. Or maybe it's not, or maybe I'm so caught up in debating whether or not you were a good person, and it doesn't even matter anymore. And that's just the reality of it. It's not like anything that I could learn could change anything. I feel stuck in whatever this is, and I don't think I'm gonna get out of it. And it's honestly just, everything is just just really bad. know, it doesn't matter what I do. I can't escape it. I really just need something. Just something, you know? 'Cause I don't know. I suppose it doesn't matter when I look at the big picture, because I always look at it and not when I look at the big picture, when I don't look at the big picture. But when I look at the big picture, when I don't look at it. It doesn't matter. At one point, you look at it, and it doesn't matter. And everything that you do, and all things that you say, they don't matter. You're wasting your life away, and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that you're wasting your life away. I mean, what else could you be doing? Right? Living your life? Communicating with people who will never understand you? Conforming to the way that they want you to look, the way that they want you to act. It's all so fake and so exhausting, and yet it's the only way to survive and to be successful, by being fake. Never being true to yourself. Where does that lead you? Fucking bullshit. That's where. And the bullshit is where it leads you. Don't even know what I was saying. That's the thing, you know, the thing. You know, yeah, you realize that doesn't matter. You realize it just existing. Did you choose to be put in this earth? No. You are given consciousness without consent. I mean, how could you consent if you're not conscious? It's kind of like one of those. It's a fucking paradox. Like, you can't give consent if you don't exist. It's fucking bullshit necessity of life. Whatever the fuck it is, who the fuck cares? It doesn't fucking matter anymore. Why was I even mentioning it? Because we just exist and we don't choose. We just are. And we're forced. And what if you don't want to be forced? Well, then you'll just end up on the street. Nobody around you. Losing your mind. I feel like that's where I'm headed, you know. It's where I've always been scared of going, but it seems like it's just another self-fulfilling prophecy of my life, because I have so many of them. So many different experiences that it's just like they just fucking happen. And I ask myself, why does everything bad just keep happening to me, you know? I suppose it could be much worse, you know? It could be really good. But, you know, I just really wish that it would all just stop, you know? Yeah, I just wanted to, like, stop. Oh, it's just gonna stop. Everything will be paused. No, not paused. Stopped. It will be ended. All of it. Just, that's it. Wherever it went, that's where it went, and there's nothing more. There doesn't have to be anything more. It's over. You know, it's great. It's just the end. It's the end. It's the end. It's just you need to just breathe in and you breathe in. No more. You know? That's it. Just, you give up. And you see, that's it. I give up. I'm tired, I give up. And that's alright. And then you just give up. And it's all over. It's good. It's good. It's really great. It makes sense. You just give up. You see, that's it. No more. I don't want any more of it. I'm done with it, no more. And that's it. That's what it is. That's what I am. No more. There won't be any more. I'm tired. Doesn't have to be any more of it. It could end. It could it could end. It could just be over. I think that would be, I think that would be great. I think it would be great, you know? It could just be over. A few seconds. You heard that? Like, they stopped chirping for like a few seconds or whatever the noise that they're making is. And then it started up again. Getting sleepy. Suppose it's time to go home.